Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We need to come to Roswell more often, Mike. I mean, we got our regulars coming in here. We got people we hadn't seen in forever. Look who just showed up.
Oh, my goodness. The angriest Falcon fan in the world. Why are you so angry with a beautiful wife and a lovely child? This is the guy, Carl. We'll be at Twin Peaks. We'll be doing the show in the background here. And another thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then this dude, I mean, we got you. What's going on at home? For God's sakes, man.
Well, look.
I'd never leave home.
After last week, though, you had every reason to be frustrated. It's good to see you. We call him Coach because that's how we address him. But, man, it's good to see some of familiar faces out here. We're at Loyal Tavern on Canton Street in Roswell, inviting you guys to come on out and hang out with this reminder, guys. Speaking of hanging out, Allie Mack's going to be at Jim Ellis Key of Kennesaw. That is on Saturday from noon until 2. And one lucky fan's going to win an Ultimate Tailgate Kit, 50-inch 4K smart TV, rolling stand, other prizes, and another winner's going to take home tickets to an upcoming home game. So, again, go out and see Allie. That is Saturday, noon to 2, Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw.
And speaking of cool things to do, guys, the folks from Miller Lite, our buddies over here at United Distributing, we're giving away a giant – I mean, this is a good-sized cooler. Have you seen the size of this cooler? It is a Falcons Miller Lite cooler we're going to be giving away today.
It's huge.
So come on down and get registered to win, and come on down and join us. Ashley, the bartender, encourages you to join us here at the party, along with Shelby and the crew, who, by the way, Carl, I made Carl laugh earlier. I was asking the servers, I said, if your boyfriend or husband had a beard for a year and a half and then suddenly shaved it, would you notice it? And the girl said, of course, yes. My wife didn't notice.
Yeah. And then you know what she
said. And they consoled me.
Well, you know what she said afterwards, right? She said, I would hire a private eye. That's what she told you. And that's what I said to you. Preoccupied.
And that's what I said. I you know what, Carl? I don't know, man. Well, I get the dogs. If nothing else, I get the dogs.
Well, that and the car, right?
Well, the car's mine.
Oh, I didn't know. I mean,
come on.
You say that.
The house is in my
and
name.
And they go, she gets half.
I learned from my father. One of the things my dad said at the old days at Mets games, never get married, everything in your name. Thanks, Dad. So we're covered.
Yeah, man.
Day-Day, good advice. You got that deal?
Nice. Day-Day's like, yeah, of course. Hey, we got to give a big shout-out to David Pollack, man. If you missed that conversation, he was tremendous. Just talking about the dogs, the makeup of this team.
And he keeps it real.
Oh, the things that are concerning. Look, there's no homerism whatsoever when it comes to Pollack. He's telling you what he likes and what he doesn't. Great conversation with him, and it's good to know that he's doing well. But for those who missed it, you got to go check it out. It's online at odyssey.com. It'll be up there. But, man, look, he said he expects a higher-scoring game, Mike, simply because of where the defenses are on
right.
both teams.
I mean, both Alabama and Georgia don't really rush the passer. Now, that's not saying, Carl, in 3 or 4 weeks or by the time, you know, we get to the playoffs, that Georgia hasn't, you know, pivoted and somebody has evolved. But right now, both Alabama and Georgia have 4 sacks. And both teams seem to let the quarterback kind of do their thing.
Yeah.
So knowing what Tennessee did and knowing that Alabama, by any metric, has better wide receivers, that's a little bit scary. On the same token, Georgia's got better receivers than Florida State. If you consider what Alabama played against their elite competition, they played some directional schools. It was FSU, then Wisconsin, who doesn't have the skill position players like Georgia.
Yeah, I can't wait till Saturday night and see how this game transpires. Look, it's always entertaining. But I think the bigger thing is, and this sounds weird, it's great for Georgia to win, but I think it's even bigger for Kirby to win. You got to continue to get this monkey off your back.
Right.
Bama is your kryptonite.
Well, I mean, what was it? 2nd and 26.
Yeah.
And that's the one. For Georgia fans, see, this is the thing. 28-3 is similar but different. We never got back to the Super Bowl, at least haven't yet. Georgia immediately, within 4 years, won two national championships. So even though that's a nice, convenient thing for Alabama fans to say, hardy frickin' har.
Doesn't matter.
Georgia's become the gold standard.
Yeah, it matters, but it doesn't because of the way the program was built and you were able to rebound. And again,
and that could have been three in year two.
Yeah, do something that else that nobody's done. I agree.
A championship in year two. But I think, but again, Kirby's as a defensive coordinator, a guy who played in the secondary.
Well,
how they tighten that thing up.
Here's the other part about that, and this is just coming off of our David Pollack conversation. If you missed it again, last hour was really good. We're going to get to 4th and 1 coming up. Also, we'll find out what's on Day-Day's mind here at Loyal Tavern in Roswell. Those kind of losses, programs don't recover from.
Right.
When Tua comes in the game and throws that touchdown, Mike, and Alabama wins that game, like everybody, you just think everybody responds the way Georgia did. There are programs that don't come back from that. Like the coach is distraught. Players are like, man, they don't want to go there. Talk to guys that were there and how they handled that. And I think that speaks volumes to why Kirby's been so damn good.
For instance, I know it's a different kind of – it's apples to oranges. Is TCU ever in a college playoff again?
Probably not.
After being humiliated?
Now, they're really good this year, but they're not – I don't think they're going to get back to playing for a national championship like they did that
year. No, again, they run the table in the Big 12.
Well, they'll be in.
Punch their ticket, but
yes.
You're right. I agree.
404-726-0929. Follow us on social media, man. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929, and follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Got to give a big shout out to Jay, too. Jay, thank you for coming out. He lives up here in Roswell. He was like, man, I listen to you guys every day. He made his schedule as such today so we could come have some lunch and hang out and have a brew. So, Jay, thank you for being here.
We got the Roswell lacrosse coach, Lax, man. Carl.
Everybody.
I wish I'd played lacrosse as a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what a scholarship ride that had been.
Good to see you, Coach.
My old man. I can't tell you how many times. Carl's heard the story. Daddy, I'll look at you because Carl's heard the story 5,000 times. Dad, I want to play lacrosse. Why? I go, because I like contact, and I'm a goalie in hockey. But it's like, come on, you're a baseball player. I go, Jim Brown played lacrosse. My old man, you're not Jim Brown, kid.
It's true. Jim Brown was incredible, incredible lacrosse player.
To this day, Dick Schaap says Jim Brown was a better lacrosse player than he was a football player.
That's right.
Right.
By the way, Roswell does have a great program, Coach. I got to give you a shout-out while you're here. Great job with what you guys do over there. And yes, it's in my backyard, so I got to give some love to those guys. All right, man, we got more to get to. I mentioned this, and we'll talk more about it coming up in 4th and 1. But, Mike, today, Jaden Daniels says he feels good.
I feel good.
He feels more like himself.
Uh-oh.
The reason why this is important, because for the last 3 days, we've been talking about potentially seeing Marcus Mariota. And, look, I like our chances. I'm not going into this game. I know we're all down on what happened last week, but it's a new week. I'm not going into this game telling you that it's an easy win, but I like our chances a lot more with Marcus Mariota at quarterback than I do Jaden Daniels. And so if Daniels is able to play, which, again, this may be a game-time decision. We may wake up on Sunday morning, Mike, and Jaden Daniels is good to go. But we've been kind of thinking in the back of our minds that it was going to be Marcus. Today he says, I feel good. Feels more like himself. And it's up to the doctors, not my decision.
He was limited in practice. Marcus Mariota, good go. But they are saying that McLaurin is definitely not going to play.
He's not playing.
The beat reporter for the Commander says McLaurin is out. But Jaden Daniels, again, with the therapy, more benefits than what you and I get going to see the chiropractor.
Yeah, man, he's just –
he may be a game-time decision.
Mike, he's just such a creator,
right?
That's what you saw last year. And it's not like he's Tom Brady in year 12. It was that I'm just so creative and elusive that I'm going to be able to create these plays and we're going to move the chains. And then you look up and they're in the NFC Championship game. Look, nobody expected him to go up to Detroit
right. And
do what they did last year at all.
That was a huge shock. And again, it's more on Detroit, I do think, than what – but again, credit to Cliff Kingsbury. And whether it's Mariota or Jaden Daniels, he's going to have a plan. But for us, this is one where Mariota – and by the way, if Mariota beats us, then imagine what – you thought it was bad this week?
Well, it's gonna
imagine
feel
what
terrible.
Monday's going to feel
it's
like.
It's going to feel terrible because he didn't do jack when he was here. He was terrible.
He was a disaster that I predicted.
He was terrible. Yeah. Look, but the problem was we didn't have choices. We didn't have options.
Well, because the owner tried to get the general manager to get a certain quarterback in named Deshaun Watson, and we didn't have enough loot to go stand in the big weeds with the big dogs, basically.
All right, speaking of options, we'll let you hear what Brian Daboll said about his quarterback change. It is big news in the NFL. We'll come back. We'll get to 4th and 1 next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to come out, now might be the opportunity to do it because we just keep getting more and more Dukes and Bell listeners. My man Alex is in the house. He just showed up. Every time we open, like literally turn our heads, another listener is showing up. And then my man Craig, who grew up in Roswell. Craig, thank you for coming out. Appreciate you. He came over and was like, Dukes, man, I listen to you guys every day. Put me in, coach. Put me in. He's so upset about what happened last week.
I just can't believe that Alex came all the way down from Buford, Georgia.
It's a big show, Mike. It's a big show.
To be in Roswell. Guys, give it up for Alex. His knee is swollen like a pineapple over here. A profile in courage. That's impressive. That's impressive.
Thanks so much for hanging out. Yes, it
and
is.
And by the way, and yes, the guys is. At the bar, see the four gangsters over here at the bar?
Yes.
So the guy goes, so I'm from outside of Brookline in Boston. I go, so you went to school with steak? And he goes, yes. He goes, I've heard you and Carl talk about steak's hard scrapple upbringings from bouncing a ball off the Kennedy compound in Hyannis.
Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got
to
do it.
To becoming Atlanta Media Elite.
Wow. But no, good to have you guys, man. I know you guys probably frequent this place all the time, so thank you guys for being out here as well. We're at Loyal Tavern right here on Canton Street, and I think for those who have not been up here, Day-Day was just saying to me, he's like, man, it's kind of going on up here.
No.
And I was like, yes.
If it didn't
pretty
take,
good.
Carl, if it didn't take so long for my wife to get to the airport, yeah. I'd be living here right
well,
now.
I live here, and it's great.
Well, here's the thing. What would have happened if I had called you?
And said I'm your neighbor?
The first house, so by the way, no blank, Sherlock. I don't think I ever told the story on the radio. The first house we looked at is literally about two blocks from where you live.
Oh, wow.
We were in the Lasseter School District.
Yeah.
And I'm talking, I was like texting you, okay, what, you live somewhere? Carl's like, yeah. I go, wow, we're looking at houses. And you went radio silent for like 72 hours.
Well, I didn't believe you.
You don't want me in your neighborhood.
No. It wasn't that. I just didn't believe that you would have the fortitude to leave a place that you walked a two-mile radius and you did everything within that two-mile radius in Midtown. And for those who live in Midtown, you guys know. It's really cool. Like, for those, it's not for everybody, right? But
right.
I'm a suburban dude. I've been there for many, many years, family, all that stuff. But at the end of the day, Mike was like, look, I go out, I'm hanging out, and it was like this 3-mile radius that you had everything right there. And so when you told me, hey, I'm thinking about moving, I was like, yeah, whatever. Because it just didn't figure you guys would do it.
The day, this wasn't even on the air, it was just between Carl and I. The day I told Carl, I think I'm getting a house in Coweta County. I can't even say what you said on the text message.
Yeah, I was like, where?
But this area is such a poppin' scene. And everyone who lives up in this area from between Roswell to East Cobb, the bars, the restaurants. Plus, the good part is between Uber and the walkability.
Easy.
You never get in trouble. You enjoy yourself.
Yeah, it's easy. And the Roswell cops are cool, too. See, I'm on their side. All right, guys.
We back the blue.
We do back the blue. Let's talk about what's going on in the NFL. Day-Day, or should I say Big O, back at the studio. Let's get to 4th-and-1. Look, we got a lot going on with our football team, obviously, but around the league, the other big thing is that the Giants have made a quarterback change. Russell Wilson is not starting anymore, and Brian Daboll, the head coach, was talking about this. They are going to Jackson Dart. I think, yes, Alex is a Giants fan. I think everybody who watched the draft thought that this is, what should have happened.
It's inevitable.
Yeah, what should have happened. But I want you to hear Daboll, because this is another big story people will be watching this weekend. They get the Chargers, by the way. Here's Daboll, the coach of the Giants.
I met both with Russ yesterday and Jackson privately, and Russ was nothing but a pro, which I would expect him to be. It's my decision. We're going with Jackson. We're going to get him ready to play this week and the remainder of the season. He's going to do everything he can. Russ will be the backup. It's my decision, and we're going with Jackson.
All right, pretty succinct.
I'm not done.
People up in New York were saying that they saw Dable on the field walking with Russ, having a conversation. By the way, Russ is a professional. He's handled this. He's been through it, guys. Mike, unfortunately, he's washed. His time is coming and gone.
Don't you think, though, if it was like a Gardner Minshew or equal or lesser value, you and I debated back in the summer doing the show up there in Buford at Hooters. We're like, you know what? You know they're going to go to Jackson Dart. But because Russell Wilson is a brand, granted the brand has been tarnished, taking some shots, they were going to eventually move to Jackson Dart. But I would say this, if you're a Giants fan, don't you feel you've kind of cut us short? Don't you think Jackson Dart deserves three more starts?
Yes.
Against elite competition? Because, you know, he's not going to learn. I love it. Archer said it. Dan Marino said it. Joe Montana, Steve Young said it. You don't learn anything from the sideline. And we can argue that Aaron Rodgers really learn from Brett Favre?
No, and I don't think Aaron Rodgers or Favre was willing to teach him anything.
You think
either.
Favre was like, oh, I can't wait to tell my replacement how to play football?
Yeah.
I just don't buy it.
It's
like Chris Chandler with Mike Vick.
Doesn't work.
Or Chris Chandler with Steve McNair.
You got to throw these guys in. I want you to hear what Russell Wilson said. He told Jackson Dart, it's Dukes and Bell, about him now becoming the starter.
Told him, I got your back, and I know whatever I can help you with. And help him get prepared the best he can possibly get prepared. So I know that matters because I've lived it and I've experienced it.
So everybody then wanted to hear from Dart. One of the stories we're following this weekend, along with how the Falcons are going to rebound and play this weekend against the Commanders. Here's Jackson Dart on getting the starting job.
I'm thankful for the opportunity. I've worked hard and prepared, so I'm just excited to, you know, get out there on the field and try to execute, you know, this offense to the best of my ability. And, you know, there's just a bunch of, you know, real professionals around here. So, you know, it's been really appreciated for mine and, you know, even for Russ. Like, you know, he's just somebody that I really look up to, and he's handled it great. So the interactions, you know, between us since, you know, I think it just says a lot about him as a person.
Mike, I think this offense, look, I don't think the Giants win the NFC East, right? It's the Eagles' world.
Right.
But I think this offense comes alive because he has elements that Russ just doesn't have right now.
I think that Russ showed you, and I do think you'll see this against the Packers this week, that anybody can score against the Cowboys deep. But and that kind of, it's kind of satiated Giants fans. Maybe Russell's the guy, maybe not. But Jackson Dart could go, he can throw the deep ball. He's got that arm.
He does, man.
And Malik Nabers has got to become a bigger factor in that offense.
By the way, as we're talking about things that are going on around the league, tonight we get Thursday Night Football. It's Seattle at the Cardinals on Prime.
Get a feeling on this.
Well, it's a 1.5 spread. Ironically, Seahawks are favored on the road.
Do you trust Kyler Murray?
Well, that's the question. At home, I do. I think he's a better player at home. But I'll say this. The Seahawks defense is really good. I know they got a couple of injuries, but I'm kind of leaning Seahawks. This is really a pick 'em game, guys. 1.5. You're telling me it's a field goal game on the road. It's a divisional matchup. We just talk about this all the time. These divisional teams, they know each other. I think it'll be a close game, and I do like the Seahawks tonight, but it should be a good one.
But like me, I don't want to touch this game.
No, I don't think I am either. I think I'm going to just watch and enjoy.
Yeah, I just don't know enough about Arizona. I'm with you on that. They had a big lead on Carolina, and then Carolina kind of crept back in, but it was too little too late. But guys on the text line, so who do you like? Are we picking in Arizona?
Yeah, I like Seattle. I think
really?
Seattle, yeah, I like Seattle.
Ooh.
Seattle on the road is where I'm going.
And the spread is 1.5?
1.5.
Ooh.
Yep.
We may have to revisit this.
I'm not going to pick it, though. Friday, by the way, in Athens, we'll give you our official picks.
We'll be at Grindhouse on Lumpkin Street.
Yeah, we're going to do that tomorrow as we continue our picks throughout the season. One other thing I do want to mention, coming up, by the way, Day-Day, what's on his mind, and in the 4 o'clock hour, Barbara Dooley joins us. Stay tuned for that. 0-3 teams, Mike. Texans, Titans, Jets, Dolphins, Giants, Saints. Guys, I told you the Saints were going to be terrible. It's a rebuild year. But
cue the laughter, Oren.
Oh, terrible. But the 0-3 teams going into this weekend, Titans head coach just gave up his play calling duties. The Jets right now, they're saying Justin Fields may or may not be working his way back coming off the concussion. The Dolphins look a mess. The Giants make a quarterback change. Like, I don't know who the worst 0-3 team is, to be quite honest with you. Well, yes, I do. It's the Saints. It's the Saints.
Cue the laughter.
Yes. They are the worst 0-3 team right now. Hands down. Hands down.
By the way, Justin Fields, for Jets fans, and again, a lot of folks up a little bit north of us in Kennesaw, wondering about his future. Aaron Glenn told reporters that Fields will play in practice, participate for the first time since he had a concussion. Concussions are kind of like hard to handicap. I would you and I, because you know the family better than I do, really want to see Fields have a chance to succeed with the Jets. Missing a week doesn't help.
No. I just don't know if AG, Aaron Glenn, has a good feel yet for what his team is. I think he knows what he wants it to be. Right. I don't know if he has a feel for what they truly are. Like, this is a building year for Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn's not going to get fired in year one. The Fields thing, it's either fill the gap, Mike, or he becomes the guy because he's still young enough to do that.
Right.
But even if he doesn't, the Jets are still going to have to get back in the quarterback market next year and probably draft a quarterback along the way. That's what they're going to have to do.
Tyrod Taylor potentially be the starter, but I'm with you. You know, everyone up that neck of the woods in Kennesaw knows what he is. It seems like a victim of circumstance. Cannot find a break. Because now he's dealing with a concussion.
The crazy thing is he played really good in week one, right? So that was the game where him and Aaron Rodgers, the Steelers, they're going back and forth. Jets could have won that game. And then in week two, he wet the bed, right? But he gets concussed, and then he's out for week three, and now you're talking about coming back potentially this week.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to give up on him. I thought he played well, but it's the consistency.
No,
it's
but I'm
up,
with you.
Up and
I
down.
Just, as much as people do love him in the northern part of Atlanta, I don't think he's a viable option for the Jets. To your point, they'll draft a quarterback.
Eventually. They're going to have to. All right, man, we got more to get to. What's on Day-Day's mind? Barbara Dooley's on the way. If you missed our conversation with David Pollack, great stuff with David about the Dogs and
we
Alabama.
We may replay that.
It was good. I mean, it was just solid information. And when it comes to what to expect on Saturday night, I thought he gave you a really good outline of what to kind of look for. Also, later in the show, Mike Griffith from Dog Nation is going to join us. We'll get his opinions on what he thinks is going to happen as well. He does
Carl,
a great job of covering
the truly dogs. No-nonsense evaluation because neither teams really get the quarterback on the ground. Both teams can go down vertical.
Yeah, man. We'll talk more about the Dogs when we come back. What's going on with Day-Day here live at Loyal Tavern? It's Dukes and
– Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
From Roswell, here at the Royal Tavern on Canton Street, and the bar is popping, Carl Dukes.
I was talking with Jay, and he was just asking me about Ra, and it's a fair question. You know, when you start evaluating coaches around the league, it's what you do. And it's how your team plays and it's how your team responds, which is why it's a big, big game this weekend for the Falcons, not just from a standing standpoint, not just from, oh, it's an NFC opponent. I think a lot of people are watching this to say, like my man Jay, how does this team respond? Does Ra get this team engaged in a way that you feel like, okay, bad loss, but look how they came back and played? If they don't, it's an indictment of the coach.
Right, then you fire the wrong guy. And that's what folks are going to say, social media, national media. I mean, 1-3, we always thought that the worst case was 2-2. You agree?
No doubt.
I mean, I thought we could beat Minnesota with J.J. McCarthy, not realizing how bad he'd look. But then they go and they put in Carson Wentz, they drop a bomb on Cincinnati. So a lot of fans are – the thing that I said to Carl before we get to Yeah Man, No Man – every time we raise the pistol, we talk about, you know, schematics. The coaching staff rolls their eyes. Don't roll your eyes. Fix it. That's my message. If I had a message of return serve to the media, from the media to the Falcons staff, Carl,
yeah.
Don't roll your eyes. When you lose 30 to nothing and you look lost, don't roll your eyes. Fix it.
Hopefully they will. Reminder, guys, huge weekend in Athens, Georgia, getting ready to host Alabama. We're going to be there tomorrow, 2 to 6, hanging out at one of our favorite places, Grindhouse Killer Burgers on Lumpkin Street. Today, we're at one of our favorite places in Roswell. Certainly one of the places that I frequent, and it's a great spot for food, drinks. They got all the TVs here.
So
as
are
well.
You like a regular at Loyal Tavern?
No. I mean, like, I don't
Are you a
say,
loyal tavern
look,
guy?
We make our way. I'm looking at John Parley. We make our way up and down the strip here, man. It's a lot of fun, and Loyal Tavern, they do such a great job here. By the way, if you're at the bar, make sure you tip your bartenders. All right, take care of our ladies and our guys. Make sure you take care of them. But no, we're here today. Tomorrow we'll be at Grindhouse doing our show from 2 to 6, and we're inviting you guys to come out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
In Athens.
A lot of fun, man, getting ready for Georgia, Alabama. All right, Day-Day, man, what is going on today?
All right, well, first off, man, happy Thursday to everybody in the building. Thank you for coming out to support.
Don't you think, Carl, historically that our Thursdays go harder than in most of our audience Saturday?
This is true. I agree. Thursday used to be the day in college everybody went out. I think we went harder on Thursday than we did
Day-Day.
On Friday.
Were you a hard Thursday guy?
Oh, yeah, that was the pregame. Thursdays was always the pregame.
It was
the
hotness.
Yeah. All right, so real quick, you know, we do our pre-show every day, 11 o'clock, 11:15-ish. I want to give a shout-out to Chomp. Chomp chimed in during our right when we were getting ready to sign off. And
YouTube
said,
and Twitch.
All this time, I thought Day-Day was a white guy.
What? So,
what?
Yeah.
Whoa.
This morning?
Whoa.
So.
Now, we've had Carl was a white guy. I've never heard Day-Day was a white guy.
Yeah, so I just wanted to show Chomp some love. I thought that was funny. Also, got to give a shout-out to That's my great. Wife's grandmother. Mamaw, because Mamaw saved my life today.
Explain what happened.
So I get up here to Loyal, get ready to get set up, pull out my laptop, pull out my folder, and I forgot to grab the printed rundowns that we use and cut sheets and all our information for the show. Mamaw is 84 years old.
Oh, wow.
I had to talk Mamaw into going into the basement, unlocking my other laptop, and emailing me all of our information. So I want to shout Mamaw out because
she was able to do it.
I was able to walk her through it.
That's incredible.
I walked her through. I even texted my wife and was like, you'd be really proud of Mamaw because she was able to follow my directions all the way through.
You know what? I got to tell you, man, because look, as technology is changing, I can't even imagine. Like my mom, when cell phones came out, right? Because everybody just thinks we've had these since, you know, forever. My mom was like, what is this? And I got her first cell phone, right? And I was like, Mom, this way I can call you anytime. And, you know, and she was like, what is this? And then I called it. Ring. What am I supposed to do with that? Because back then you had to flip it up, right? You had to flip the phone. She's like, what am I supposed to do? I can't imagine talking grandma, who's 84 years old, hey, I need to print some stuff. I need you to send me some stuff via email. That's awesome. That's a great story.
So I wanted to give her a shout out for that. All right, real quick, guys. Remember when the draft was going on and Ace Bailey? All the drama with him and
Ace Bailey
was drafted by Utah. The kid, former McEachern standout, Rutgers.
He didn't report.
Right. And then remember there was all the hoopla about his
and
manager.
And folks were saying that was kind of disrespectful. Manager's misplaying his hand.
Right. And the manager was a former Auburn standout and also a McEachern standout, Sharif Cooper's dad, Omar Cooper.
Correct.
Cooper.
That's
well,
right.
Apparently Ace has dropped Omar from his as being his manager.
So he found himself not on a team and realized he had the wrong management card.
Well, here's the thing. Omar was not certified with the MBPA, and he technically was forbidden for representing his client in contract talks.
And there is a process. All agents, all representation has to be certified by same thing for the NFL and MLB.
Yeah. And, you know, he was a projected number three draft pick. He dropped to, what was it, 6 for at Utah? And they say that cost him roughly
but
$9 million.
Carl, you think teams don't want to mess with the drama?
Well, maybe he just got smart. Maybe he understood but that this is not serving his best interest.
But he fell because my point is teams didn't want to deal with all that nonsense.
Right. Well, yeah, but I also think the advice he got originally after the draft was not the best advice.
Right.
You know, and then there was this – look, whether it was a cover-up from the Jazz or whether it was his people, it was like, oh, everything's fine. We just, you know, miscommunication. No, let me tell you how this works. We've seen it 8 million times. Guy gets drafted. He reports and shows up the next day to that team, and you start this relationship and this process. Like, he was – he was trying to big time him.
Yeah.
And I felt like that was the information coming from his agent.
Yes. And that was one of the things that his current representation was saying, that Omar basically overplayed their hand, trying to, you know, finagle where he ended up that would benefit him in terms of playing time and things of that nature and a quick path to stardom. So,
right.
Looks like he made the right decision. James Franklin, of course, this weekend.
Big.
Penn State.
Big.
Taking on Oregon. So last year when they played Ohio State, Fox made that game a noon kickoff.
Right.
Right.
And that was their whiteout. So Franklin took a little jab at Fox this year because this year that matchup is their whiteout. Apparently Fox was like, it doesn't matter if the whiteout's in the daytime or at night. Doesn't matter. Franklin was like, no, I don't think people would agree with you on that. And so basically taking a little shot at Fox. Saying,
so
like,
what time is it supposed to be whiteout?
Well,
in the giant category, I would say a WTF.
Well, to Franklin and them.
When
point,
you can't win the big one, who are you to dictate?
But shouldn't Fox pay a little more attention to these types of things? I'm not saying Fox shouldn't have the game, but come on, man.
What time
the
is the kick?
This is going to be a 7:30 kick.
Which is where it should be.
Right.
And they, by the way, Penn State people could drink more and still wear white T-shirts, Carl.
Well, yes. Look, that whiteout environment is bananas, right?
Yeah.
But they did this to Ohio State and Texas to start the season.
Right. They did.
You want to get the season started off right? And that plays into that big noon thing and all that. Right. I get it.
Hey, by the way.
But I think this is a 7. It should be a night game. It's like Georgia-Alabama. Should be a night game.
Yeah, so should Fox kind of like maybe be a little more
lenient?
Well, not lenient, but pay more attention to these types of things
no.
when they're picking their
no.
matchups?
No. Franklin can't win the big one. He's got the best quarterback. It's his version of Ohio State and Michigan this year. They paid. Their own version of the collective has kept their upperclassmen. So some would say, and my wife is from Pennsylvania, that place between between Pittsburgh and Philadelphia.
Yes.
And the fans are going, if not now, when?
All right.
This is a big game.
Yeah, it is very big.
I mean, if you're going to beat Ohio State, it's got to be now, right?
Yeah, look, I just think, like, this is one of those games that you give your fan base, to Mike's point, confidence that we can get there and win the big one. He's got a really good team. The problem for me is I do think this is a one-score, like, three-point type game. And it sounds, again, cliche-ish, but we talked about this with David Pollack last hour. There's no dominant team. There are some teams that are playing really good and showing signs that they could maybe be that. He talked about Miami, and if you're not a U fan, he's right. Up front, they're really good. But, like, this is that distinguishing point in the season for Penn State to say, hey, we are legitimate.
And we really haven't even been talking about Penn State.
And by the way,
no.
What do you say about Oregon? I mean, we haven't talked much about them.
They're good.
Is this a signature win for Dan Lanning?
I think Franklin has to win this game more than Dan Lanning. Lanning has already shown he can win big games. This is a bigger game for Franklin, especially being at home.
I got you. All right, one more, guys. Here we go again, gentlemen. It's being reported that – oh, and ladies in the building, sorry.
What's that?
Don't be sexist.
Being reported that NBC an NBC blackout, I should say, on YouTube TV is possibly on the way. Their current agreement comes to an end at the end of this month.
So why does it always go to the 11th hour, Carl Dukes, Day-Day?
I don't know. But YouTube reportedly is filling themselves a little bit in becoming a major player in distribution, and they're seeking a lower rate from NBCU's networks.
A lower rate.
I really feel like at some point all the cut the cord talk is going to reverse, and people are going to go back to cable.
I don't know.
Because all these streams, all this, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I'll say this about, look, these disputes will continue. Didn't you just tell me Disney just raised their prices?
Yes they did.
Yes, they did.
How ironic.
By the way, did you sign up for the ESPN $39 deal or $29 deal?
No. I had
the bundle.
So right. I got that already.
Okay. Through Disney and all that.
Yeah. But they said this to me when we got here because we were just talking about the streaming services. Look, I just think these battles are going to go on. But what's driving it is live sports.
Yeah.
Right? So everybody's trying to get in on this live sports thing, specifically football, NFL. And so you're seeing these battles that are taking place, and it's almost like, you know, I'm curious to see how this plays over the next few years. It hasn't settled yet, Dave.
Right.
Once it settles and we realize here are the winners, right?
Right.
I mean, here's where the NFL's future is going to be. We've seen the NBA make a complete change, right? This year, the NBA is going to look completely different than it's ever looked with all the streaming services they're involved with. I don't know, man. The cable thing, I said to my wife the other night, it's Dukes and Bell, by the way. We're live at Loyal Tavern right here on Canton Road or Canton Street in Roswell. I was changing the channel. I said this to Mike a couple of weeks back. Everything that I've seen 8 million times is on the movie channels that I have on cable.
Right.
And I'm like, what am I paying for?
Right.
But I know what I'm paying for. I'm paying for those additional packages
right.
where I get all the extra sports stuff
I mean,
that I want.
The only reason I've got DirecTV is to catch the Braves games. But now, and again, congratulations on winning like a 10-game win streak. Got snapped yesterday. But, Carl, once that season is over, and it was pretty much about a week, 10 days after All-Star break, we all knew kind of which way the wind was blowing.
Yep.
I just can't get excited. Now, I'm ready for football. I think most of North Georgia is ready for football.
Yeah, I mean,
you know. The thing is, to Carl's point, it's just tough because you cannot cut the cord. There's no easy definitive way. I told you guys earlier today, I got an email from FUBU. Oh, my God, I've been spending $100 a month on FUBU.
FUBU.
Because I ordered it one time in Amelia Island.
And you got stuck with it.
And I got because, you know what, pay attention to that stuff.
Yeah.
But there's an app for it. It is the Rocket app, by the way. You've seen those commercials.
I have.
Which you can
you got
kind of,
that now?
Yes. And that's how I found out. I was basically wasting about $3,000 on apps and TV.
I believe it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, just in extra charges and
correct,
stuff?
Correct. Correct. Yeah.
Well, it's ironic about this YouTube one because if you're an NBA fan, of course, NBA is going to NBC.
Amazon,
right?
NBC.
Right? NBC. So
Peacock.
Obviously, and the season is getting ready to start.
You got your Peacock?
Well, this weekend, it's what? It's the early games on NFL Network, right? So you got to have NFL Network.
Yeah.
That's the other part of this.
So I thought that was very ironic in terms of NBA basketball for all the NBA fans out there. So anyway, that's what's on my mind on a Thursday, guys.
Big shout out to, is it Mom? What'd you call her?
Mama.
84. She walked through. You walked her through that. Hey, man, we're live at Loyal Tavern. Put your hands together,
look
everybody.
Look at this crowd.
Everybody's out here having a good time. Great showing in Roswell. Big shout out to all the folks up here.
Carl,
we're having a great time.
What
man.
A scene. It's like Cougar Central over here.
I'm sorry?
I said it's like Cougar Central over here.
I don't know about that, but it's a fun crowd out
here. I'll say it for a third time. It's Cougar Central here.
It's a fun crowd. We're coming back. Barbara Dooley's on the way, guys. Find out what she has to say about the Dogs in Alabama next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.